In this bulletin, the Yuruk Justice Commission has started the second week of its inquiry. A missing toddler has died after he was found unconscious in a dam. And a new treatment approach for stage 3 melanoma offers fresh hope for patients. Victoria's Indigenous Truth-Telling Commission has heard there is an urgent need for a more holistic approach to First Nations health. The Yuruk Justice Commission has started the second week of its inquiry into health, housing, education and economic life. Yesterday's hearing focused on the work of Aboriginal-led organisations and their role in promoting self-determination in healthcare. Commissioners heard country and culture are crucial to well-being.
You know, we are sending people to hospitals to get treatment when we should be sending them back on country and the places that we should have instilled under in our security so that we can actually respond to the needs of our people and prevent a lot of these things that are recurring.
A missing toddler has died after he was found unconscious in a dam near Geelong. Police say the boy was reported missing at around 5:20 on Tuesday and was discovered unconscious in a dam off Windermere Road. Authorities performed CPR on the boy but say he was unable to be resuscitated. Police say an investigation is ongoing. Foreign nationals who are permanent residents are to be able to serve in the Australian Defence Force in an effort to address a recruitment shortfall. But the government has been forced to clarify where people could be enlisted from. Minister for Veteran Affairs and Defence Personnel, Matt Kehoe, says the opportunity will be open to what he's described as like-minded nations.
So the key thing here is that from 1 July we'll be opening this up to permanent residents from New Zealand that have been here for a year, and then from 1 January it will open up to Five Eyes countries and permanent residents from other countries. The key thing being that anyone seeking to join our Australian Defence Force, whether they're Australian citizens or these new groups of permanent residents, will have to meet all of the usual vetting and security requirements.
Opposition leader Peter Dutton has been critical of the announcement, saying more clarity is needed.
We're up to version 4 or 5 and we're not even up to the nightly news. So I think we should see a paper released from the government which has some authority. If Minister Keogh doesn't know what he's talking about and Richard Marles is all over the place as the Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister, well, where on earth is Anthony Albanese? Can the Prime Minister take responsibility for anything?
Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Penny Wong says Australia supports a United States proposal for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The United States earlier urged the United Nations to support US President Joe Biden's proposal for a three-phase plan seeking to end the war in Gaza, free all hostages, and send further aid into the area. Overnight, Minister Wong issued a statement on social media saying Australia is working with countries that support peace to press all parties to agree to the terms immediately. Ms. Wong also said civilians must be protected, the catastrophic humanitarian situation must be addressed, and the hostages must be released. She says any delay will only see further lives lost. The head of Universities Australia says the government's international student cap is driven by opinion poll numbers rather than economic benefits. Universities Australia Chief Executive Luke Sheehy is set to give a damning speech today outlining why the reduction plans will hinder rather than strengthen Australia. The government has introduced changes that will set a maximum number of international students allowed to enrol each year, only to be lifted if universities build more student accommodation. Mr. Sheehy says the legislation is intended to neutralise an election battle over migration's impact on the housing crisis. There are concerns the cap will result in research funding losses, up to 4,500 job cuts and economic shortfalls. Bulk billing rates at GPs across the country are continuing to rise since the introduction of incentives for doctors. New data shows more than 1 million extra trips to the GP have been bulk billed since November last year, with the bulk billing rate rising 3.9% to 79% in May. The incentives see Medicare payments for doctors in major cities who bulk bill increase by 34%, while rural and regional GPs received an extra 50%. Federal Health Minister Mark Butler told Nine's Today show that doctors are calling the incentives a game changer.
And we are starting to see a rise in bulk billing. I mean, they're still early days, but in just 7 months, we think around 1.7 million additional free visits to the doctor have been added to the scheme. That's on top of the 400 plus thousand visits to our new urgent care clinics, which again are fully bulk billed. I mean, this is hard work. It's going to take time. I've tried to be upfront with the Australian people about this. I mean, income was frozen for doctors for years, which is why there was such pressure on them.
Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says anyone found to be manipulating the National Disability Insurance Scheme should be punished accordingly. Officials told Senate estimates on Monday courts are unable to keep up with the number of cases of exploitation of NDIS patients. NDIS patients have reportedly been forced to hand over cash to fraudulent providers who have in some instances spent the money on $20,000 holidays and $73,000 cars. Sarah Hanson-Young told Nine's Today show the people committing the fraud through the system are taking advantage of people in need.
It's pretty off, frankly. And I think the book needs to be thrown at anyone who is taking such disregard and frauding the system in this way. But what I am worried about is any moves that the government would use, the actions of these people, who clearly should have the book thrown at them, as an excuse to cut funding to people who really need it.
A new treatment approach for patients with stage 3 melanoma is offering fresh hope for patients. Research involving Australian scientists has made a breakthrough. It's found a powerful combination of immunotherapy drugs given before cancer removal can drastically improve survival rates. It involves giving two immunotherapy drugs 6 weeks before the cancer is removed, in contrast to the current medical approach, which delivers immunotherapy after it's removed. Melanoma Institute Australia's University of Sydney professor Georgina Long says so far the results have been astounding.
We saw a massive 68% reduction in the risk of the melanoma either coming back before surgery, coming back after surgery, or death from melanoma was markedly reduced if we simply give two cycles, 6 weeks, of immune-stimulating therapy before the definitive surgery. That is incredible.
Researchers are now seeking regulatory approval to change the way melanoma is managed so all patients can benefit from this treatment. One of Australia's most popular cruise brands will soon be sailing into the sunset one last time. After operating for 90 years, P&O Australia will be no more. The brand is being folded into its parent company Carnival, which blames the South Pacific's small population and significantly higher operating and regulatory costs for the decision, as it streamlines its business. The changes come into effect next year. And now for a look at today's weather. Broome, sunny 28. Perth, also sunny 23. Adelaide, partly cloudy 18. Melbourne, cloudy 15. Hobart, partly cloudy 15. Albury Wodonga, a possible shower 15. Canberra, showers developing 14. Wollongong, rain increasing 17. Sydney, also showers 19. Newcastle, a possible late shower, 19. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 21. Townsville, also partly cloudy, 29. Cairns, mostly sunny, 29. Alice Springs, cloudy, 16. Darwin, sunny, 33. And the Torres Strait Islands, partly cloudy, 30. And that is NITV Radio News.